King also. They have crossed the sea, and they come bearing mighty talismans, and their road is strewn with those who would join their destinies to that black standard, including some whose power we would be foolish not to beware. One angle of the triangle made a sound of contempt. The other asked, "And what of the one in the north?"
"The Great One remains secure. The Lesser One, who lay in the shade of the prisoning tree, does so no longer. It has been resurrected and given new form. It comes south too, but it is so insane and vengeance-starved that it is not to be feared. A child could dispose of it."
"Have we cause to fear that our presence here is known?"
"None. Even in Trogo-Taglios, only a few are convinced that we exist. Beyond the first cataract, we are but a rumor, and not that above the second. But he who has made himself master in the great swamps may have sensed us stirring. It is possible he suspects there is more afoot than he knew."
The reporter's companion added,
"They come. She comes. But harnessed to the pace of man and animal. We still have a year or more."
The one snorted again, then spoke.
"The swamps would be a very good place for them to die. Take care of it. You may impress the one who rules them with the majesty and terror of my name."
He began to drift away. The others stared hard. The anger in the place became palpable. The other ceased his drift.
"You know what sleeps so restlessly upon my southern border. I dare not relax my vigilance."
"Unless to stab another of us in the back. I note that the threat becomes secondary whenever you care to try."
"You have my pledge. Upon my name, the peace will not be broken by me while those who bring danger from the north survive. You may speak of me as one with you when you extend your hands beyond the shadows. I cannot, I dare not give you more."
He resumed his drift.
"So be it, then," said the woman.
The triangle rearranged itself so as to exclude him.
"He spoke one truth, certainly. The swamps would be a very good place for them to die, if fate does not take them in hand sooner."
One of the others began to chuckle. The shadows scurried about, frantic, as growing laughter tormented them.
"A very good place for them to die."
Chapter 11. A March into Yesteryear. At first the names were echoes from my childhood. Kale, Fratter, Gray, Weeks. Some the company had served, some had been its foes. The world changed and became warmer, and the cities became more scattered. Their names faded to legend and memories from the annals. Tyre, Raxel, Slight, Nab, and Nod. We passed beyond any map I had ever seen, to cities known to me only through the annals and visited only by One Eye previously. Boros, Tiris, Vij, Haja. And still we headed south, still making the first long